Hey Z, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I thought you didn't like my question.
Sorry, your voice is breaking up again.
Okay.
Can you
What
hear
I was
me?
saying,
Okay.
so I can hear you. And I was saying, is it a possibility that I merge Australian and USA team up, like with you and with my Australian team, people who are working on Australian application, and then we say, okay, the investment bit, you help them getting the investment bit right with integrating cryptocurrency there. Is that something that we can work on and do a project together to keep the cost down? Honestly, it's just to keep the cost down.
Okay, and would that involve building a new application, or does that involve using the same
No.
application we have?
No, it's use the same application, the one that we have. If you want to change the preface, we can do it later once this app is monetizing.
I mean, as long as we'd have to look at the source codes, to be honest, and see whether, what kind of platform are they built on. Although we are fully stacked and we do have expertise with almost all open source technologies used for mobile application development, but I think we'd have to look at the code, and we'd have to, our development team will have to decide whether they feel confident. Once again, if they feel confident working with their existing application, but as far as, if there is a proposition for doing a new application for the new market with the rehaul of the UI and the UX, and building a back-end system as well, in that case, I mean, definitely we are open to collaborations, and we can work with your Australian team as well. With the existing application, I think the problem would not be, or the challenge would not be, with the team that's working in the Australian market. It's just the application and how good the source code is, and whether we can pick up from where your team left off, right?
Okay, yeah, so the team in Australia, they've done it in Flutter.
They've done that in Flutter. Okay. Right.
Great.
Perfect. I mean, as far as the Flutter or the technology stack is concerned, I think we should be good with it. We confirmed the database as well, on what database are they using. But otherwise, it looks doable. It's just that, if we are comfortable with the source code, and if we could get a, we'd have to request more like a small excerpt of the source code and see whether it's built according to the global standards. And if it is, and our team feels comfortable, then we can go ahead and we can do a collaboration as well.
That sounds good. And if you guys are only managing one page, just the one page, like the investment bit, how much you think it will cost us? And plus, I wanted to talk about sandbox separately.
So for first of all, for the investment page, I think we'd have to see whether how many or what kind of integrations we're looking at. So if you tell me that you want to allow MetaMask, for example, to be integrated, and then we'll have to research an aggregator for the crypto wallets as well. So if you want to have multiple, just like with the banks, like we discussed, there is an aggregator SDK or an API that provides the capability to integrate, many different banks together. Just like with that, we'd have to check with our development team and see if there is an aggregator for the blockchain and the cryptocurrencies as well. And if we do, then what kind of integration are we looking at? But that probably, I mean, it's hard for me to give you a ballpark on that. Honestly, we'd have to go into the details of it after looking at your application, after looking at the back end excerpt of the code as well. But I mean,
Okay.
it's if it's just the investment page, we could work on that as well.
Okay, sounds good. And this Copilot, how exactly are they monetizing?
Be you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
Your
saying
voice broke up.
Copilot. How
Copilot?
exactly are they monetizing? Yeah.
Well, Copilot has two different kinds of monetizations, right? If you go for the free platform, then you obviously you are there are ads served on the platform, so it has an in-app ad serving API as well. And then you could go for a premium account as well, whereby you get a couple more features, and then you get rid of the ads as well. So it's more like a freemium model that they operate on.
Yeah, so mine is the same. Free version with apps and premium version with. Yep.
So yeah, I mean, I think
Okay, no worries.
most financial modern applications, they do utilize the SaaS system, as you call it, the software as a service. And the idea is to have a a stable stream of income as well. On the flip side, you get to have the client for as long as they pay, more like a pay-you-go system, pay-as-you-go system. So that's exactly what Copilot utilizes as well.
Okay, no worries. An in-app ad serving platform that they're using. What platform are they using?
You said what platform are they using?
Yeah.
For the back end, what exactly for? Or are you talking about the framework?
So in-app, the free version gets free ad published on the application. In Australia, we have different platforms that we connect to the application. What here in with Copilot, what exactly Copilot is using here in the US?
Well, we're using AppsFlyer. AppsFlyer is the company that serves ads, and that's linked to Copilot. So it depends. I mean, it does not remain the same with all the different apps you've done, but with this one, we've been using AppsFlyer.
Okay, got it.
Have you heard of AppsFlyer before? I mean, or is it new to you?
Yes. No, it's not new to me. I've heard of him before.
Okay, perfect. So, B, how do you suggest we go from here? I mean, I think you'd need an NDA from my side, if that's if you'd like to keep the confidentiality in place, right? And then on top of that, you did mention that you could show me the app that you have for the Australian market too. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, could you give me the name so I could pull it up right now, or I mean, how
It
should we?
hasn't been. It's ready to be launched, but it hasn't been launched yet. I'm thinking of so app was basically done a few weeks ago. We're just finalizing the few backend things, and once that's done, it's almost all ready to go. I think landing page had some issues as well. But the app's name is Budge, BUJ.
BUJ, okay. And you said the
Yeah.
landing page is not up and running right now, is it?
Yeah, it was running until a couple of weeks ago. Something has happened to it. I'm trying to resolve that issue at the moment. Yeah, so people are working for me to put that back up. So you should be able to find it in a couple of days' time.
Okay, I see. So, I mean, B, if I've given you a cost ballpark, and like I said, I mean, we could work on that as well, and we could see if it's like a collaboration with your Australian team. You're open to that as well. So, how do you suggest again that we recircle on this? I mean, do you want us to connect with your team in Australia and take this forward, or are you expecting something from my side apart from the NDA before we move forward with
Yeah.
this?
Yeah, so I'll send you guys the NDA. Email me your details. I'll send you NDA. But I'm here in the US, so I can set up company here. So company should be set up this week or next week at the latest. And once the company is set up here in the US, then we'll take it from there. And I have to talk to my Australian team as well as to when Australian app is ready. Like I get updates that I download and I can send those updates to you, but again, we need to sign the NDA first. I have to understand what sort of my Australian app team basically is helping me with the legal side of the things as well. They've got a separate department who are basically helping me with getting all these privacy policies together. Like I've got them all anyway that I can put to the US, but someone has to give me the legalities around issues around legality as well, because again, I did not realize until I saw the Copilot app just now,
Right.
and I'm still downloading the app. I just googled the app and looked at it on the internet. It hasn't been downloaded yet. I don't know, something's wrong with my internet here, and I
You
always
using
I
an iPhone or are you
find
using an Android?
I'm using iPhone. It's not the phone. It's just that generally internet here in the US is really slow. And Australian internet is so fast, it works lightning speed, so
Oh,
I
is it?
don't
Okay.
know, it's still downloading. Yeah,
Okay,
so
that's interesting. I mean,
5G.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so even 5G in Australia is super fast. Here, 5G in the U.S. is super slow. Like, I'm not used to waiting for apps to be downloaded. Like, I've even talking. I've tried the wireless internet. I've tried the phone internet, and it's still this app is downloading. So I looked it up. Long story short, I looked it up on the web, and it looks so far. It looks pretty similar to my app. So, would there be any legal issues may launching an app where some features are quite similar to OneApp, some features are similar to CorePilot? So that's something that my Australian team is helping me with as well in Australia, to covering all those losings. Is that something that your team here can help me with as well?
Well, the legalities, I don't think we'd be the best people to go with as far as the legal matters are concerned. I'll be honest with you. I think you must be looking to set up a patent as well. Are you?
Sorry?
Are you looking to set up a patent for your application as well? I mean, do you have a patent for your application?
No, I don't think there is a need of a patent. You tell me. I don't think there is a need of patent. Because you look around the globe, like I just looked at CorePilot, and I did not realize that CorePilot has so many features that are similar to my application. Last time I looked at, like long time ago, I looked at CorePilot. From memory, I was thinking it's more like paying bills or reminding someone with their bills. But now it's more advanced. Or maybe I didn't look at, I didn't give it a good look last time.
It has been evolving since forever, right? I mean, in the recent years, in the last, let's say, 1.5-2 years, we work with one of their remote teams as well, and they've built in quite a few features in the application. That's exactly how we came in contact with them too, because they were looking to scale the application. And, you know, that's one major benefit you get when you're working on an open source platform, that there are no limitations, right? And, you know, this company, it has been growing on a lightning speed, and they are evolving and they're adapting to their growth with more and more features. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, Copilot used to be, they started with just the billing reminders features and stuff like that, but that now they do a lot more. So when you open the application and when you go to it, you'd probably be surprised at what kind of features they have on the application right now.
Yeah.
If you want to have an idea of the UI and UX they're using, you could look up their landing page as well, because quite a few screens have been showed on the landing page too, and that kind of gives you an idea.
Yeah,
of the
I'm looking at the landing page.
Yeah.
My landing page is so different. It's nowhere near this. But my landing page will basically rebuilding these widgets, how to use the application, and that will go on the website as well. So long story short, good discussion. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll connect with you guys. Send me an email and I'll connect with you guys as soon as we get it. We get to the next stage.
Well, perfect. That sounds like a plan. So I'll leave you an email and just please respond back to it so I know that you received it, and then we'll take it from there. All right?
Sounds perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for your time, Dee. I'll let you go. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. You too.